Big Me. That's the Foo Fighters on Nova 103.5. Today's Torgo Optical Timeless track. It was the fourth single from the self-titled debut album, which was written and performed entirely by Dave Grohl. At the time, he was the sole member of the band. He did everything in that band. But from Big Me to a big topic. Yesterday, we spoke to Patrick De Gudde talking about mental health and the crisis of mental health and suicides, seeing far too many suicides. Yes, you do sort of traditionally see, and we, you know, some people even joke about it being that last part of the year. But it's something that definitely needs to be tackled. And as much as it's not a solution, as I said, it's not a cure, but exercise and mental health do definitely go together. And in studio with me this morning, I have Diewald Swart from Be Shaped. You've said you've got a gym, you've got a supplement supplying, you do it all.
Yes. Basically, my business, Be Shaped Fitness Nutrition, goes around everything that's, you know, related to fitness, from self-image, from nutrition, from supplementation. And, you know, it's not just for the body image people, but also for people, you know, want to excel in sports, but in everything from a young age. That's why basically Be Shaped Fitness Nutrition, you know, stands for everything where you need to change from the mental aspect. You know, because if you can't change the mental aspect, you can't show the action towards what you want to reach. And how will you going to handle the obstacles if you don't know how to handle the mental aspects from it, and obviously to go through that obstacles to reach the end goal of the end of the day?
Yeah. Now, I mean, as we say, it's obviously not a cure, but it is definitely a mitigating factor. And I mean, I found in my own life as well, exercise, when I am exercising, I feel better. When I'm not exercising, the problem being that the mental health issues sabotage you in a way. There's days when obviously, all you need to do is go and get some endorphins and go and get some exercise, but that's the last thing that you possibly feel like doing. Talk to us a little bit about that connection, the mental health exercise connection.
Listen, that is where a lot of people struggle. I have noticed they always say, oh, but I wish I had your motivation. I wish I had your drive to go. And it comes back to when I say your why, your goal. Is because even me as a trainer, a nutritionist, working with clients every single day, I still have to find my time to train. Mm-hmm. I still do competitive bodybuilding. I still need to go off. I still need to show discipline in my meals, not cheating. When I'm so tired, I also don't want to go train. But I keep telling myself, you know what? The guy who's going to win me that show day, he went to go train. Mm-hmm. So in the end of the day, it is not always about the motivation. It's about showing that discipline to yourself in what you want to reach in your health, in your fitness. And like I said, you're not always wanting to go. But just go. Just show that action. Just go through it. After that workout, you're like, wow, you know what? I didn't really want to train. Even though I was supposed to do an hour and a half, I just did 35 minutes, but I'm feeling better. I'm feeling motivated. The negative thoughts I had before my session, the stress I had before my session, I now know how to handle it. Yes, the stress is not gone, but I can shift it in a mental mindset and say, okay, this is how I'm going to tackle it. This is how we're going to relate it. Just through the stress dropping and, you know, just that anxiety dropping from an exercise that you're releasing. And like you said, getting that endorphins up, that is the main thing about it.
Yeah, you mentioned something important there as well, talking about diet. And I mean, diet obviously also plays a role, plays into mental health. When we, it sounds silly, but when we eat badly, we feel badly. It's one of those undeniable things. And nobody's saying, like, deny yourself absolutely everything. Nobody's saying you can never have something that tastes really, really nice and you have to eat nothing but, macros all day, every day. But yeah, diet definitely plays a role.
You are 100% correct. Your nutrition plays 80% part of the role. Listen, if you in certain parts when it comes to exercising and body images, you do need a training part. But when it comes to the health part in what nutrition plays. It's 80% part of the role. And like you said, if you go eat bad now and you do it on a daily basis, you start feeling anxiety, depressed, it attacks your body. But when you start feeding your body with nutrition, with the right nutrients, your body feeds up on it, it functions on it, the metabolism increase. And a very good thing that you said, you know, it's not, again, a diet. It is knowing how to structure your meal planning according to the day, what your body needs, and again, what needs to be achieved and what you want to reach, if it's health and fitness. And again, you're not going to now not have a chocolate. I always tell people, I'm a chocoholic. But the question
you don't look it.
Do you have to eat that chocolate every single day?
Exactly.
No. Treat yourself in a weekend. Go do your exercise. Say, you know what? I have now worked hard. I'm still going to do my Saturday training, but now I'm going to enjoy my ice cream or enjoy my pudding or enjoy my chocolate, because it feeds not just your training, everything, but your mental aspect, your enjoyment part. But it also shows you how to show structure in the week and to stay disciplined on what needs to be achieved and not grabbing that chocolate every single day.
Yeah, all the time. Everything in moderation, of course, as they always say. I mean, one of the things that people will often say, though, is, you know, eating healthy is expensive. But again, it doesn't necessarily have to be. And you talk about that structure. I don't know if it is a new thing, but it's definitely a new social media buzzword about meal prepping and, you know, structuring and getting all your meals ready during the weekend for your week makes it easier to actually eat healthy and not just quickly go, oh, I'm tired, I don't feel like cooking today, I'm going to quickly pick up some takeout.
Yes, that's where you're 100%. Like with me, like I said, being a nutritionist and trainer also, it's hard for me sometimes, and to learn it to my clients as well. And we all, you know, sometimes you get home, it's the same with training, you're tired, oh, I don't want to prep my food now. But when you have a structuring and you know exactly what needs to be eaten in a day for what needs to be achieved, then that structuring at meal planning make it easier for you in everything. So you literally just take out, oh, 3 o'clock, I know I have to eat, okay, 2 o'clock. But if you don't do that, in the end of the day, because I'm the same, okay, I'm quickly off, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go buy a pie. That's 1,000 calories, it's fat, you can't control it. Okay, I don't have lunch, I'm quickly going to order a Rocamama burgers. There you already passed 2,000 calories, passed everything. Again, it's not bad, but on a daily basis, you're adding all that bad nutrients to your body. That's where an anxiety comes again. Meal prepping, again, just shows you the structuring, the same in your day with your work, with your training, with your eating. It's doing a discipline. And you know, like again, if you feed your body the quality nutrients, it gets rid of all the pains that you get. When your body gets a headache, it's a sign. It's a sign, why am I getting a headache? You know, water dehydration, is it nutrients? Is it too little of sodium, too big of potassium? It's a lot of things that play a critical role that people say, oh, but now I've got this. But in the meantime, it's just nutrient deficiency.
I want to just go back to you were talking earlier, and I actually watched an interesting. So I often find myself as well, if I know, you know, something's coming up and I know, well, I'm not going to be able to train next week at all. And then I sit and I'm like, well, then it's pointless training this week because, you know, I'm not going to train next week. So and I watched the video the other day where they were actually talking about the so-called weekend warriors and how it's being proven that even that little bit of exercise, even if you don't get to exercise at all during the week, being the so-called weekend warrior and getting a workout in over the weekend, you know, something is better than nothing. And what you mentioned earlier, talking about, you know, instead of doing the hour and a half, do 35 minutes, you know, that every, that tiny little bit. Often I think people look at exercise, you know, maybe they look at somebody like you, somebody who's a, you know, bodybuilder or someone who runs the Comrades Marathon or, and thinks, well, you know, I can't get there. But it's a case of just do that little bit today, even if it's just a walk around the block.
That's where you're 100% correct. You know, a lot of people say, like, and like you said now, okay, I'm away for work next week, I'm off, it's pointless to do what I need to do today. But the thing is, your health and everything first still comes first. Like, I've got a client in Swakop, and he's into tourism, and he really wants to reach his goal, but he also struggles when he's on tours because they drive. And so I guide him around it. So when we're at home, then he has a strenuous diet, strenuous everything, because I know when he tours, he might be, there's no training. training facility. So he has two dumbbells, a rope, a kettlebell, but just around that, and that 30 minutes I design, I increase his metabolism, I target still the muscles that needs to target. So if he doesn't eat properly on the tours, yes, they'll have healthy food, so you can choose healthy options. You'll just need to now obviously regulate the portion sizes. Yeah. That's where he's going to come in. But already now, just by that little bit of activity, the body can feed off that nutrients. So he's still burning, he's still getting rid of anxiety, he's still getting rid of depression, all the stress because he can't. And it's a small thing, like you say, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go lift weights. A small thing about go walking around the block, a 20-minute walk, it's got so many benefits to your heart, your blood flow, getting rid of stress, depression. A lot of times I say, you know what, I can't do my training today, but at least I could go walk my dogs for 20-30 minutes, and they can at least get some training in, and I can just get the nature and just that fresh air. Already that mentally is a big aspect. So the smallest impact is like saving money. People are like, oh, I can't get a million. Yes, you can. You just have to do the small portions continuously. It's the same with your training, your nutrients. You need to take it up as, yes, I can't next week, but what can I do in between to actually still get that little bit? Even if it's just waking up quickly before I brush my teeth, do a couple of push-ups, sit-ups, bodyweight squats, bodyweight jumps, small things just to increase the metabolism.
And just, yeah, get yourself moving.
That's it.
Get that little bit of endorphin. Yeah. I like that, because the idea that exercise can benefit and, you know, help your mental health, but don't allow the exercise and the, you know, diet to actually become a stressor in itself.
Not at all.
Thank you so much, Diewald, for coming in. Diewald Swart, chatting to us about the benefits of exercise, obviously, and, you know, how exercise and mental health play off each other. So thanks so much, Diewald.
It's just a pleasure. Thanks, guys, for having me on.